Inbounds to Noel. Across midcourt with five. And he's not fouled. They give it to Massoud. 1 second. It's ripped up by Davis. Time runs out. Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic. FAU. Fantastic. Awesome. Unreal. Dusty Mays Owls are going to the Final Four.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
That's the voice of Gary Cohen on the Westwood One NCAA Tournament Radio Network. That's right, FAU as a 9 seed is off to Houston for the Final Four. Well, they will have battle up against 5th seed San Diego State coming up on Saturday night. And now joining us, a third-year member of the FAU Owls, and that, of course, is Elijah Martin, who had a very good game up against Kansas State in the Elite Eight with 17 points, and he joins us right now. Elijah, first off, congratulations. Appreciate you doing this today.
Appreciate it, too. Thanks for having me.
So when you hear that FAU is going to the Final Four, a few days later, just what goes through your mind?
You know, the amount of work we had to put in to get here, the amount of sacrifices everyone had to do to get here, and the amount of pride that we had to put aside, you know, to just get to the common goal.
Your team was picked to finish 5th in the conference before the year started. What type of team, though, did you think you guys had before the season did commence this year?
Before the season, you know, We knew we had a group of guys that love to work, a group of guys that love to compete. most importantly, a group of guys that love to be around each other. And when that preseason list came out, you know, that just gave us a chip on our shoulder to show the world who we really are.
I know everyone's talking about you right now. Before the tourney, though, I thought you guys were disrespected as a 9 seed. Currently, you have the most wins in college basketball. Do you feel like FAU now has their respect, or do you still sense some people disrespecting you?
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be disrespect because of the mid-major. You know, if it was a high major doing this, we would get all the praise in the world. But honestly, just what we're doing and our schedule, you know, our schedule is not all the toughest, but it's not the easiest, you know. But it's always going to be disrespect out there.
Elijah Martin here with us. When a team goes on a run like this and there's unfamiliarity with a squad like FAU, the tag Cinderella gets thrown out there. What do you say to people that call FAU a Cinderella team?
I mean, they don't label us whatever. You know, you see in the interview, I said we was Beach Boys, LOL. But I say that we're not a Cinderella. You know, we're just a group of guys that deserve to be here because we compete every day and we love basketball.
Where does that confidence come from? Because anytime a team that sometimes we're unfamiliar with, they go on this run, whether it's VCU years ago, George Mason back in 2006. A lot of people may not think you guys belong, but in your locker room, you guys know what you have. So where does that confidence that you guys have of FAU come from?
It just comes to work that we put in. You know, the veteran guys are believing in each other. Also, and just like staying calm through the ups and the downs and always staying together.
When you were walking off the court at Madison Square Garden after you guys cut down the nets and you know you're going to the Final Four, just what was going through your mind? What were you thinking about when you were walking to the locker room?
I can't really say. You know, I don't really recall just what was going on. Actually, I was just thinking about, you know, getting to the locker room and just celebrating with the guys because, you know, that's what we came in with. That's what we're going to leave out of it.
Tell me a little bit, Elijah Martin from the FAU Owls. They're off to the Final Four, about your coach and Dusty May, because obviously he's done an incredible job with this program.
Yeah, Coach May, man, he's a phenomenal coach. You know, he may not get the awards that he deserves, but, you know, I feel like he should get all the coaching awards there is this year because he's done a phenomenal job with us. You know, he installs leadership. He installs selflessness. You know, he's a great coach. You know, he's a humble guy. You know, he don't care about the awards or nothing, but we all know what he can do for his resume. But, you know, he doesn't care about that stuff, and, you know, we appreciate him for him being him.
What do you want people, and when you go to a Final Four, your entire story gets told. You're going to be doing a ton of interviews like this one, TV interviews. It's going to get broadcasted to so many people. When people hear the story of Elijah Martin and you tell it, being on the phone with us right now, what do you want people to know about your journey?
I say my journey has been not what they think it is. You know, it's been a lot of ups and downs. But I'm just a guy that loves hoops, that loves to work, a guy that has class and has a character and comes from a good home and just have good intentions, you know.
How has your game grown as a player from year one at FAU to now, sitting here about to wrap up your third season with the Owls headed to the Final Four?
I mean, it's night and day. You know, I say my freshman year, I couldn't even make a post entry. And now this year, I'm probably the best post entry passer that we have on the team. And that just speaks for itself, just like little details like that where I had to really like lock in and really develop and just let my game transcend and stuff, you know. Coming in, you know, I had to get adjusted to the new three-point line, being a little deeper than high school, and I had to work on my handles, which I'm still trying to work on to this day, you know. And also I had to work on my finishing, and you know, just a lot of hours had to be put in.
When did this last 2 weeks, like, really hit you? Like, did you realize what you guys were accomplishing in the moment, or did this week off heading into the Final Four kind of start to settle in what this team's about to partake in coming up on Saturday?
I say when we got back from New York, when it was like 200 people outside waiting on us, outside the gym, soon we get off the bus, you know, it was like 200 with their camera phones, flashing light, you know, news radios. Everybody, you know, everybody was here. It just felt like the whole Boca Raton community was here, and the student body was here. You know, it was just surreal. You know, never seen nothing like it, and it just gave us more motivation to finish this thing off.
You guys have the most wins in college basketball. You're a 9 seed in the Final Four. You're 2 wins away from winning a national championship. Just what do you say to people that may still doubt you and maybe have the take of, oh, FAU's in the Final Four, but their run's going to end at some point this weekend?
I say just keep doubting us, because every time they doubt us, we show them different. You know, we wouldn't want them to change now. You know, just stay on that side, honestly, and maybe you'll switch over next year.
I'll tell you, after you guys beat Tennessee and your coach Dusty May said to you guys, it's 3 more wins to a national championship heading into that Elite Eight game. Did that send like a chill up your spine? Because that's what it really did sink in for me when coach was saying you guys were 3 wins away from a championship.
Yeah, I mean, when he just said that, it didn't really feel so, it didn't feel real, you know, just being 3 wins to be the best team and 3 more wins to be the best team in college basketball, you know. It's definitely motivation, you know, to get the job done and also, like, just stay locked in, not really just look too far ahead, just think about the next game, you know. That's really been the hardest part.
For you guys, when you found out that you were a 9 seed playing Memphis a little over 2 weeks ago, did that seeding seem a little funky, a little off to you guys?
Yeah, I think it had to do something with, you know, us going into the American and Memphis going to be in the American. They wanted to see that matchup. But we felt like we should have been a 6 or 7 seed, honestly. But, you know, we took on the challenge and we don't back down from anybody.
What were you expecting when 3 years ago you got on campus at FAU? What did you think your basketball journey was going to be on this campus?
I say I did not expect this. You know, I expected to be a successful college career, but this is just a dream come true, honestly.
Well, it's awesome to be able, I'm sure, to live through it and be such a big part of this team's success, and to be able to watch it. It's been such a joy seeing your team. I appreciate you giving us a few moments today, and safe travels and good luck coming up Saturday night up against San Diego State.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate all the luck and support.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To Buzz buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores. 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
Planning a wedding can be intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Indochino makes it easy to get a fully customized suit right from home. With dozens of high thread count fabrics, patterns, and colors to choose from, Indochino lets you fine-tune every detail and design a suit tailored perfectly to your body and your personality. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose fabric and customizations without leaving the house. Or book a showroom appointment and let Indochino's dedicated style guides help you and your wedding party look flawless for the big day. Their experts have been dressing grooms and groomsmen since 2007. And with suits starting at just $4.99 and fitted shirts at $89, Indochino is bespoke without the premium price tag. Get a wedding suit as unique as you with Indochino. Go to Indochino.com and use code PODCAST to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code PODCAST.